From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Robert Siegel.
And I'm Michelle Norris. In Iraq, gunmen opened fire today on a two-car convoy north of the Islamic holy city of Karbala. Two Westerners were killed, one German and one Dutch. The incident brings to 8 the number of American and European civilians killed on the roads of Iraq in the past 8 days. NPR's Steve Inskeep is in Baghdad. Steve, what more have you learned about today's attack?
Michelle, the initial reporting here comes from local Iraqi officials, and simply because of the way information flows in this country, it's subject to change. But officials do tell the story of a very bold attack here. They say the two European civilians were water experts working on a development project in the southern regions of Iraq. They were traveling with security. Some Iraqi police officers had gone along in a two-car convoy, and that's what makes this attack a little startling. Gunmen attacked these two cars, we're told. The two Europeans were killed. An Iraqi driver and an Iraqi police officer were killed, and the others were wounded, the other cops wounded.
This happened in the same general area where two American civilians were killed last week. Is there any connection?
Well, none so far, except that both attacks took place on the roads. In last week's attack, the latest information suggests the victims were run off the road and killed. There are 6 suspects now in custody in that attack, and of those 6, 4 were holding what are described as valid IDs from the Iraqi police. And right there, Michelle, you get a sense of the ugliness of these incidents. In one incident, Iraqi police are the suspects, and in another, Iraqi police were killed.
Now, the deadliest of the recent attacks took place yesterday in the city of Mosul, and the targets there were Christian missionaries. What were they doing there?
Well, we're told they were trying to provide clean water to the residents there as well. It may be surprising to some people to hear of Christian missionaries active here, since this is an overwhelmingly Muslim country, but Christian missionaries have a very long history in the Middle East. A fair number have been active in Iraq, and this was a carload of missionaries that included a couple of married couples as well as an additional woman. Their car was shot full of holes as they drove through Mosul. 4 of them are now dead.
When several attacks come at once, and several attacks against civilians, it's tempting to ask if there might be a trend here.
Oh, yeah, especially given the timing. We are approaching the anniversary of the U.S. invasion, which comes on Friday. There have been a lot of different kinds of attacks over the last few days. And of course, you have to know that civilians are what are called soft targets. They don't have the same kind of security as the U.S. military might. However, I should note that at the same time that these civilians are being killed, an awful lot of Iraqis are being assassinated one by one, often on the roads, even in Mosul itself. A couple of police officers, 3 police officers, as a matter of fact, were killed very recently. There have been government officials killed around the country, as well as religious leaders. And these killings don't necessarily get the same attention in the United States, but it's very clear to Iraqis here that foreigners are not the only ones being targeted.
Thank you, Steve.
You're welcome.
NPR's Steve Inskeep in Baghdad.